We spoke in the previous shiur about the idea, the concept of Tshuvas HaMishkol, that is something that really was started by the Chachmei Ashkenaz. It's a concept that they developed, and it's something that later on picked up a lot of publicity by the other Achronim that followed them as well. What's interesting is, when you look in the Ramah, you find that he quotes this as well. But just to appreciate what it's all about, the Ramah in general wrote his commentary as what he refers to as a mappa. He refers to it as a gloss, which is really meant to elucidate that which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that which the Shulchan Aruch writes in general. And the Ramah writes in his introduction to the Sefer that the reason why he's writing this is because he had a little bit of a claim against the Beis Yosef, against the Shulchan Aruch. After all, the Shulchan Aruch says that he's following the opinions of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And the Ramah finds this very troubling. Why are you not quoting any of the Chachmei Ashkenaz? Why is it that you're not quoting any of the Gedolim from France or from Germany? How did the Shulchan Aruch leave all of that out? Why did he only quote from the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh? And therefore, the Ramah is trying to go on a mission to bring about many of the opinions of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And throughout the Sefer, you find that the Ramah quotes from the Minhagim of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and he tries to bring that to the attention of those who follow the Psakim of Ashkenazic Jewry as well. So you look here, and this is no different than many other cases where the Ramah follows the opinion of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So let's look at one example that he gives of Tshuvas HaMishkol, and that is with regard to one who is Mechal on Shabbos. The Ramah says in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos that somebody who violates any of the Hilchos Shabbos has to do Tshuvas HaMishkol. And what does he suggest the person do? So he says the person then has to fast 40 days, Arba'im Yom, Sheni V'Chamishi. So obviously you're not going to fast 40 days in a row. Person will endanger themselves by doing so. So he says 40 days of Sheni V'Chamishi. V'lo Yishte Yayin V'lo Yochal Basar. You're not allowed to eat meat. You're not allowed to drink wine. V'yitein B'makom Chatas Yudches Pshutim Litzdaka. And obviously a person who violates the laws of Shabbos has to bring a Karban Chatas in the times of a Beis HaMikdash. But we don't have that opportunity today. So the Ramah says you should give a certain amount of money to tzedakah. But the Ramah then says if a person feels that they are unable to fast because of health considerations, so then you have to amplify the amount of tzedakah that you give. And you can't just assume that you're going to get away without doing anything. So this is really an example where the Ramah quotes this idea of Tshuvas HaMishkol, and he details exactly how it's supposed to be done. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat Nayin Ches quotes from the Elia Rabba and other Achronim that there's a major discussion, there's a major debate among the Achronim whether this, that the Ramah says we have an opinion that you need to do Tshuvas HaMishkol for Chilul Shabbos, is that only dealing with someone who intentionally violates Shabbos? Is that only someone who violated an Avera B'mezid? Or is that even someone who violated the laws of Shabbos B'shogeg? Someone who accidentally violated. They had no intent at all to do anything wrong, but they did it anyway. B'shogeg, would that also require a person to do Tshuvas HaMishkol? That is the major discussion amongst the Achronim to try to decipher what exactly the Ramah meant here when he discusses this idea, this concept of the Chachmei Ashkenaz of Tshuvas HaMishkol. What's fascinating and so beautiful is, if you look in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they quote there that Rav Shlomo Zalman weighed in on this issue, and he says in his opinion, he really thinks the only time this Ramah is applicable is when somebody violates an Avera Bishut Nefesh. It's only when somebody violates B'mezid, when they want intentionally to do something wrong, but not somebody who violates an Avera B'shogeg. But then at the end, Rav Shlomo Zalman adds something that is so powerful, and he says, what about the Baal Tshuva movement that we have today? He says you have so many people who lived a certain kind of lifestyle, and over time, they've come to an understanding that maybe it was not the right way of life, and they've come to an understanding that they now want to live life differently, and they became a part of the Baal Tshuva movement, and now they're observant Jews. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, do you think that we're going to suggest to such people that they have to start going back in time and figuring out what exactly they may have done wrong and start figuring out how they're going to do tshuva for it by punishing themselves for every single Shabbos that they didn't keep properly? Is that reasonable? Shlomo Zalman says he thinks it is irrelevant to that community. And he says, because each person would have to make a calculation on their own, and it depends what generation you live in, and the circumstances, and the times. And therefore, he says, he thinks that this is a big mistake. V'lachein, he says, and therefore, Srichem Lomar, we need to tell them, to anybody that wants to be Shav B'tshuva Be'emes, somebody who sincerely wants to become a Baal Tshuva today, Shehem Chayavim Lahamin Be'emuna Shlema, that they need to believe completely, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mochel V'Soleach L'chol Hashavim Elav Be'emes. You have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to be Mochel V'Soleach to anybody who does Tshuva Be'emes, to anybody who does it with sincerity and with a sense of genuineness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept you even without punishing yourself, even without feeling down about yourself. V'gam Yachanim Tzaram Al Ha'avar. And even if you regret all that you've done in the past, writes Rav Shlomo Zalman, such encouraging words, Tzrichim lahodos ulahalel laHashem, every day they should give thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nasan lahem leiv mevin lashuv elav be'emes, writes Rav Shlomo Zalman, you want to feel bad, you can feel bad. You want to punish yourself, maybe punish yourself, but that's not what it is. He says, don't forget that every single day of a Baal Tshuva's experience, they should feel a sense of halel v'hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He enlightened them, that He gave them the opportunity to come to an understanding of what life is really all about and what a meaningful life is as a religious Jew. And it's something that should not go unnoticed. It's something that they should not take for granted. It's something that they really need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single day. When we discuss this whole concept of Tshuvas HaMishkal, there's an important point that is raised by the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda. It's a Sefer that was published in the end of the 1700s, and he writes something that I think is, in general, a very important point. Very often you have people who will fast, or who will wear some kind of kameya, or who will go visit Kivrei Tzadikim and do whatever it is, but he says, don't forget Iker HaTshuva, Hu hacharata al ha'avar v'kabala la'asid. Tshuva really means a person feeling anguish, feeling remorse, feeling shame over what it is that they've done. Ki below zeh, without having those feelings, im yarbe latsum tainas, you can fast for the rest of your life. V'yasa kol ha'sigufim, you can punish yourself, you can do whatever it is, but he says in the end of the day, it's kimi she'tovel v'sheretz biyado v'lo yo'elo ma'uma. It's like a person who goes into the mikvah to become pure, and they're holding something impure in their hands as they do that. You can go into the mikvah a million times, but it's not going to help. Lo yo'olo ma'uma, and he says that really what we need to think about with all of this discussion is how much it really impacts what we feel and sincerely and genuinely understand what it is that we're supposed to be feeling toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very famous tshuva in the Nodibi Yehuda, it's in Simen Lamed Hei, where he describes what he thinks a person should do. Unfortunately, the story was that there was somebody who was nichshal with an eishes ish. There was somebody who was having an illicit relationship with a married woman for a couple of years. And he tells this person that, I understand that you are a serious Baal Tshuva now, that you are a sincere person at this point, and you totally regret what it is that you've done. And now you feel that you're not strong enough to punish yourself and to fast and do all these kinds of things. And the Nodibi Yehuda says, I want to reassure you that the Iker HaTshuva, that really what Tshuva is about is not the punishment and it's not about the fasting. It's really about a person understanding that they should have charata, that they should say vidui, they should feel feelings of sincerity, of genuine connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an important point that is raised in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Hilchas Tainis, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person takes upon him or herself to fast, Im yachaliz balatainis, if you are able to handle the fast, then you are considered to be a very holy person, nikra kadosh. On the other hand, if you cannot handle the fast, for example, you're not strong enough, and you take upon yourself to do it anyway, in such a case, writes the Shulchan Aruch, nikra chote, that very same person who's trying to do the right thing, who's fasting because they want to do tshuva, is really called a chote. Because that's really not something that a person should take upon themselves if they're not at that level of health, if they're not up to that place in their life to really do such a thing. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch then adds something remarkable where he says, if a person wants to really take some kind of tainus upon themselves, he says, Tov yoser sheyikabel tainus min hadibur, instead of abstaining from eating or drinking anything, it would be more meaningful, it would be more powerful if one took upon themselves to do a tainis dibur, that you're not going to speak in ways that you should not speak. So instead of taking the day and deciding I'm not going to eat anything, take a day and say, you know what, I'm not going to speak, because sometimes when I speak, I'm not careful enough. And he says that that would be something that is more meaningful than taking a tainis achila. Shulchan Aruch then adds a very important caveat, and that is, what if one is a Talmud Chacham? In such a case, he says, a Talmud Chacham who spends his day learning, Eino Rashoi Leishe B'tainis, Mipnei Shememayit B'Meleches Shamayim. Writes the Shulchan Aruch, if you are a Talmud Chacham who spends his day learning Torah, and now as a result of the fact that you are taking fast days upon yourself and punishing yourself, you're now going to limit the amount of Torah study that you're going to be involved in that day. In such a case, he says, you are not allowed to do that. And he adds, if you are an educator, if you are somebody who is teaching children, you are considered like a Talmud Chacham because you're spending your day doing such wonderful things. You're spending your day teaching. You're spending your day educating. And if you're not going to be strong enough to do so, then you are being memayit b'melecha shamayim. And that really is something that you don't have a right to do. I don't know how far this would go, but it seems that I would take it so far as to anybody who's involved in some kind of public service. So if you are a therapist, I'm not sure, but I would assume if you're a therapist and your whole life is spent helping other people, and by taking upon yourself that you're going to fast, you are now going to be memayit b'melecha shamayim, that is something that needs a careful consideration. It's something that you need to think twice about before taking upon yourself. Either way, the Nodi Behuda writes there in the tshuva that the most powerful way for a person to do tshuva is not only limited to somebody who decides that they want to fast. And the Nodi Behuda says there, again, to that story of the terrible mistake that somebody made, that he violated the Isra of Eishes Ish, and he had an illicit relationship with a married woman. In such a case, writes the Nodi Behuda, HaTorah hi mikva tahara. The Nodi Behuda writes that a person who decides that he's going to learn Torah and who tries to double down on that effort is the greatest way to come to a level of tshuva. And the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it is, he says, the same way that fire is something that is able to purify, so too he says the Torah is nimshal ala esh. And therefore, if the Torah is something that a person takes upon themselves, that they really want to study it sincerely, that is something that will be the saving grace. That is the greatest tshuva that a person can do. And the truth is, this is something that we find in the Medrash. It's something that we find in the Tana Devei Eliyahu, where he writes the following. Adam sha'aver averos harbe, v'kansu alav nisa. Let's say you have a person who violates an avera, and God decided that that person is deserving of death. And then v'chazar v'asa tshuva, and then he chooses to do tshuva, v'korei tanach, and he learns Tanakh, or he learns Mishnayis, Medrash, Halachas, Ve'agados, Afilu Nigzera Alav Me'agzeros. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said 1,000 times, 100 times, that you are deserving of death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'vira Mimenu. The study of Torah is something that can do such a cleansing, such a deep cleansing. And this is really enumerated in the Nefesh HaChaim, where he writes it so clearly, that the study of Torah and a person focusing on the Liman HaTorah aspect in their life and really making an effort to do more of it is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will count as the most profound act of tshuva that one can ever do. This is really found in the Medrash Tanchuma as well, and it's relevant to this week's Parsha, because as we know, this week is called Shabbos Tshuva. When it comes to Shabbos Tshuva, we have this concept of reading a special passage from the Navi where he tells us, Kechui Machem Dvarim Vishuvu El Hashem. And on that pasuk, the Medrash writes, "Lefi sheYisrael omrim," a Jew is going to wake up and say, "How am I able to do tshuva? Ani emanu ve'ein lanu lahavi karbanos. I'm not able to bring a karban. I'm not able to do tshuva. So I'm stuck. What am I going to do?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and he says, "Kechu imachem dvarim. All you need to do is take words of Torah. Dvarim ani mevakesh. I want you to learn Torah and I want you to familiarize yourself with the words of Torah." Va'ani mochel lachem al kol avanoseichem. Vishuvu el Hashem refers to a person who takes those dvarim, and by taking seriously our commitment to Talmud Torah, that already is going to suffice for a person to have a complete mechilas avonos. There's an unbelievable letter written by the Stipler where he says that somebody sent him a letter, a yeshiva boy who says that he did so many terrible things in his life, and the Stipler responds what he feels this boy should now do as part of his Mahalei HaTshuva, as part of his journey of Tshuva, and he writes the following, Samachti lekabel mikhtav mimcha, I was happy to get a letter from you, and to catch myself up, Lahoda mishlomecha, to now know what you're up to. But he says, I was shocked to learn from the, in between the lines, in between the words of your letter, I was shocked to learn that you're fasting a lot, and you're taking upon yourself difficult things that make it hard to live as a Jew. Writes the stipler, and I'm reading from his words, Teda, you should know, Shezehu darkei hayetzer. This is the Yetzer Hara talking to you, and he's convincing you to take upon yourself that you should fast, because all he wants is levatel oscha min haTorah. All the Yetzer Hara wants is that you shouldn't have energy to learn, you shouldn't be focused enough to daven, you're going to be so hungry, you're going to be so thirsty, you're not going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the proper way. And he says, we live in a lifetime, in a world today, where people are not as strong. You know, we live in a world of plenty, writes the stipler. And his plenty was far less than the plenty we have today. And he says, we are used to having three meals a day, we're used to having a roof over our heads, we're used to all the pleasures of the world that we generally are familiar with today in our society, Baruch Hashem. But says the stipler, that means we're not the same. We're much more fickle than previous generations. Many, many generations ago, people used to go days without having a hot meal. They would go many, many hours without drinking anything. They were built much stronger. Today, we don't have that kind of mindset. We're not built in such a way. And therefore, writes the stipler, this is not the proper response to a person who wants to do tshuva today. Harotza l'sagef atzmo l'shem kaparas avonos. Someone who wants to take upon themselves that they should do something in order to feel the pain of the avera that they may have done, writes the stipler, I have a great idea for you. Take out a gemara that you have learned very well before and do chazara on that gemara. And he says, that is really not an exciting thing to do. Ein lo cheshek. You're not excited. How many times have you read Parshas Bereishis? You know it inside out. You know it upside down. How many times have you read this Mishnah? Have you learned Pirkei Avos? You're not really interested in learning it again. He said, that is a limud that is completely l'shem shamayim. He says, if you really want to punish yourself, if you really want to feel some pain, writes the stipler, very surprisingly, don't try to do a fast bizman hazeh. Don't try to do all kinds of things that are going to make you feel uncomfortable with the religion, make you feel uncomfortable with yourself, make you feel in a position that you can't daven well, that you can't learn well, you can't go to the daf yomi, you can't do what you're supposed to do, your daily tehillim, because you're just not up to it. He says there are other ways to feel that. Immerse yourself in Talmud Torah. And if you want to feel the pain for an Aveira, he says, learn something that you've learned 1,000 times before, and you won't get as much pleasure as you otherwise would if you were learning a different area of Torah on any other day. Rabbi Yashiv writes the same idea, and he says, you know, we're all familiar, you know, Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva about it, the Magen Avraham discusses it, that a person who is present, Rachmana Litzlan, when a Sefer Torah falls on the floor, Rachmana Litzlan, so the minhag is that a person should fast. And Rabbi Yashiv said that he was asked many times that unfortunately this happened in a yeshiva. What are you going to tell the whole yeshiva that should go and fast? So he says, although it's true that the Magen Avraham writes that that is the minhag, he says, I have suggested to many before that instead of doing that, maybe they should go ahead and double their efforts in Limud HaTorah. They should sit down for extra time and they should learn. And it's the same idea the Magen Avraham writes, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody's tefillin falls down. We know that the minhag is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, that the minhag is that somebody who witnesses their tefillin falling on the ground should also be engaged in a fast. However, he writes that this is not something that everybody needs to do. There are many people who would do much better if instead of fasting for the day, they would spend their day understanding that immersing themselves in Limud HaTorah and connecting themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way is something that is far more profound and far more meaningful than going ahead and engaging in sigufim, as they're called in Hebrew, in things that are painful for us, in things that make us feel uncomfortable, and in different activities that take us away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the full strength that we are supposed to serve Him on any given day of the year. So, although it's true that Tshuvas HaMishkal is something that was instituted, that was introduced by the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and it is true that this is something that is quoted by many later Svarim as well, the Stipler already writes, and many others, that in our generation, perhaps, we are not built for this. And perhaps in our generation, there are many other ways that we can think about doing a proper tshuva. One of them would be, most profoundly, for a person to be fully immersed in Talmud Torah. If you learn a little bit every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us during this season of tshuva, take upon yourself a sincere effort to double your learning. Sit down at night when you come home from work, and instead of doing whatever it is that you're going to do, sit down and open up some kind of sefer, say a little bit of Tehillim, and understand that that is such a meaningful way to be engaged in the process of being shav el Hashem. As the Navi writes, Kechu yimachem dvarim vishuvu el Hashem. And the Medrash taught us, take the words of Torah, and with that, you will have the most profound experience of returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.